Thank you for listening to the Legacy Church Podcast. To connect with us, go to www.legacynb.com. Now enjoy this time of prophetic ministry from one of our services.
Today is Pentecost Sunday, and we just know that God's got something special, and it wasn't just something that was reserved for 2,000 years ago. How many people know that Pentecost wasn't an event, but a lifestyle? Come on, are we awake in the room here this morning? Come on, if you're out in the hallway, go ahead and come on in. Pentecost is not an event, it's a lifestyle. It's something to be. This is a daily encounter with Him. It wasn't meant just to be for that group of men and women up in that upper room all those years ago. It was meant to be for us right now, right? And we're meant to go into greater measure. He says you will experience even greater things. You will walk in greater things. And so I think it's really time for us to experience a great awakening in our hearts this morning. Amen. Y'all just kind of just like, come on, stand up with me. Come on. This is participatory church. This is a time to encounter Him. When this worship team is just leading you into His presence. But guys, you guys get to lead just as much into His presence, right? Like the hunger of your hearts is going to determine the height that you go. Because the Lord wants to go and take you even deeper. He wants to take you higher. Amen. I just feel like there's going to be a breakthrough in the room in the heavens. And then what it's going to be is it's not going to be encounter driven to the point where you're like, you got in here, you got splashed, you jumped into the pool, and you got wet. But it's going to be something that ravages your heart. You know, the word ravage is something we don't necessarily use in a positive context. But it's like when you realize what where the condition of your heart was and you encounter open to your heart, He's the hope of the nations. He brings life inside of you. It begins to transform you. You can never live the same again. Like the day that I met Jesus, I was never the same again. The day that I encountered the power of the Holy Spirit, when I was baptized in the Holy Spirit in 2010, I was an orphan. I was born again. I was going to heaven, but I was living like an orphan because I did not know that my daddy was good. And I never experienced the touch of the Spirit that not just brings life to you, but it revolutionizes who you are. It transforms you in a way that you could never imagine it would take you into places. You were not born for you. You were born for Him. You were born for a purpose. You were born for a time such as this. You were born to be loved. You were born to be an expression of the love of God. See, God wants to take you beyond where you've ever been before. And so I just want to read something over to you as before we go into worship, and I feel like the Lord's just going to be in a move. We made a decision that we are going to take today, typically the last Sunday of the month. We do an encounter Sunday where as we come into worship, we move into healing, we move into the prophetic ministry, but we realize we need to do that on Pentecost Sunday. And so today we're going to move into an encounter Sunday. And my prayer for you is that you would not just encounter Him, that you'd be transformed by Him. How many people are born again? So why don't you go and close your eyes right now. Just position your hearts, turn your heart's affection to the good, good Father. And let this just begin to wash over you. The Lord wants to encounter you today with His love. It's going to be a baptism of power. It's going to be a baptism of fire, yes, but it's all a baptism of His love. Let me read a letter from the Father to you, and it says this, "My child, you may not know me, but I know everything about you. I know when you sit down and when you rise up. I'm familiar with all your ways. Even the very hairs on your head are numbered. You move and you have your being, for you are my offspring. I knew you even before you were conceived, and I chose you when I planned creation. You are not a mistake, for all your days are written in my book. I determined the exact time of your birth and where you would be living. You were fearfully and wonderfully made, and I knit you together in your mother's womb, and I brought you forth on the day you were born. I've been misrepresented by those who don't know me. I'm not distant, I'm not angry, but I'm the complete expression of love itself. And it's my desire to lavish my love on you, simply because you're my child and I am your father. I offer you more than your earthly father ever could, for I am the perfect father, and every good gift that you receive comes from me, comes from my hand. For I am your provider and I meet all of your needs. My plan for your future has always been filled with hope because I love you with an everlasting love, and my thoughts towards you are countless as the sand on the seashore, and I rejoice over you with singing. I will never stop doing good to you, for you are my treasured possession, and I desire to establish you with all my heart and all of my soul, and I want to show you great and marvelous things. If you would just seek me with all your heart, you will find me. Delight in me, and I will give you the desires of your heart. For it is I who gave you those desires, and I am able to do more for you than you could possibly imagine, for I am your greatest encourager. I'm also the Father who comforts you in all of your troubles. When you are brokenhearted, I am close to you. And as a shepherd carries a lamb, I have carried you close to my heart. One day, I will wipe away every tear from your eye, and I will take away all the pain you have suffered on this earth. For I am your Father, and I love you, even as I love my Son, Jesus. For in Jesus, my love for you is revealed. He's the exact representation of my being, and he came to demonstrate that I am for you, not against you, to tell you that I am not counting your sins against you. Jesus died so that you and I could be reconciled. His death was the ultimate expression of my love for you, and I gave up everything that I loved that I might gain your love. If you receive the gift of my Son Jesus, you receive me, and nothing will ever separate you from my love again. Come home, and I'll throw the biggest party heaven has ever seen. I have always been and will always be Father. My question is this: will you be my child? I'm waiting for you. Love your dad, Almighty God. So come on, just lift up your voices to him right now. Just lift up your voices to him now. Just say, we love you, Abba Father. We just receive your love right now, Abba Father. Lift up your voice. Just lift up a song to him. This is you and him. Nobody else is here but you and him. Right now, if you're born again, once again say I am. But I want to give an invitation. I'd be remiss to read that and not give you an invitation to become a son or become a daughter. That for way too long the gospel was preached as a gospel of fear, and fear is never a good news. But the gospel has always been good news because it's been the news of his love that came to transform you. It's the love that came to say, you were once lost, but I want you to come home. You were once dead, but I want you to become alive again. You were once an orphan, and I want you to return home and become a son, become a daughter. So I don't know if it's somebody in this room. Keep on playing, guys. You guys are doing good. Just stir up the atmosphere right now. Come on. Maybe it's somebody that's watching online right now. Maybe it's somebody that's watching weeks from now. But I'm telling you right now, it's time to come home. The Father is calling you home. The Father's calling the prodigals home. It's time to come home. The Father's calling the elder brothers to come into the party. If you want to be born again, just say, I want to be born again. I want to come alive. right now in your heart, say, I receive you, Jesus. I declare that your death transforms me, that your resurrection makes me alive again. I surrender my heart. I surrender my life. I want to be born again in you. I want to be a child of God. And I'm telling you what, right now, even as you offer that prayer up in your heart, the resurrection power, the same spirit that rose Jesus from the grave, is the same spirit that's raising you to life right now. Come, Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit. You are the promise of the Father. You are the gift of the Father. It's the Father's Spirit alive inside of us now. We just say, come, Holy Spirit. I felt like the Lord's telling me to give you a testimony real quick. I was with a group of men up in Mineral Wells yesterday. We came back home yesterday. We were there Thursday through yesterday. And it was a sons gathering that was going to be for some of our men here, some of my spiritual sons. Randy Hill, who pastors the Summit Church up in Wiley, who's a spiritual brother of mine. He's been a son of Jack for years. And we had this event planned where Papa Jack, our spiritual father, was going to be there. And how many people know that he rudely went home a few weeks ago? He didn't ask our permission to go, but it was time. And our good friend Bill Byers, who's also a son, was sharing the last moments that he was with Jack. He was the last son to be with Jack before he passed. I think this can bring healing to some of you guys who had an angry dad. What I hear right now, I just feel like you're not willing to receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit because you think God's an angry dad. And if you think God's an angry dad, it'll be hard to receive the Spirit because it's the promise of the Father that came. And there's this moment where Jack is struggling to breathe because he's having congestive heart failure, which is kind of crushing his heart. And Bill just turned to Jack and said, Papa, why don't you rest now? You've been fighting for so long. Let me you rest and I'll fight for you. And he says he just began to take a deep breath in and he breathed out deeply. And then there's this moment, he said, when suddenly the glory of God that was deep within who Jack is. Jack walked with him for years and he says all of a sudden heaven filled the room. And heaven and glory started to come on Jack. And he says, but it was something else. The glory of God. You know, how many people know that if you're in him, he's in you? And he says, the great I Am who was in Jack for all these years began to rise to the surface. And he says, his face is beginning to glow. He's in this bed in hospice. And he says, for a moment, I didn't even see a wrinkle on his face. What was it? It was the goodness of the Father coming, and when his son was hurting and suffering, going, I'm with you. Saying, I'm with you. And what I felt like this morning is that it's time for us to fully love and fall in love with the Father again. We want revival. We want awakening. But let me tell you what this revival and awakening is going to be about across the planet. It's going to be the revelation of the love of the Father. When the kingdom comes, it's the revelation of the Father. Because Jesus says, I came to reveal him to you. If you've seen me, you've seen the Father. So I'm just going to ask you right now. How many of you had an angry father? An absent father? And how many have never received healing from that? I know there's there. I want you to close your eyes right now. just telling you, the Father's moving into the room right now. He is present. I just feel the way he's manifesting himself right now. It's not the, not just the King of Glory, not just the Lord, the commander of heaven's armies. He's the Father of life. I just want you to ask this question, Father. What lie have I believed that's kept me from fully receiving your love? Father, who do I need to forgive so that I might fully embrace your love? Father, how much do you love me? I'm just going to give the invitation one more time because I feel the Father saying to do this. How many of you need a hug from the Father this morning? Would you just raise your hand? Like you need a tangible hug from the Father? I'm going to ask you to take a step of faith and I'm going to ask you to come to the front. Go ahead and come forward.
Therefore, since we receive a kingdom which cannot be shaken, let us show gratitude by which we may offer to God an acceptable service with reverence and awe, for our God is a consuming fire. Amen. Amen. Let's give him praise. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. You guys may be seated. We thank you, Father, for your goodness and your kindness, Lord, for your presence, Lord. We want to be people of your presence. We are people of your presence. We thank you that you are a consuming fire. And Lord, we remember that day, this day in history, when you chose to empower your children with the Holy Spirit. And we thank you for that gift, that incorruptible seed within us, Lord. We thank you. We thank you, Holy Spirit, for how you move and what you do as you help us to remember the Lord our God. Come and have your way. Continue to move in this place, Lord. Continue to move amongst your people. Father, it's your heart and your voice we lean into to hear. Help us to come into alignment with your truth, God, and with the word that you've already released that was made manifest in the flesh, that was crucified, dead, and buried, and rose again, and sits next to you, God. And I thank you that in Christ, we are seated in heavenly places with him, that you made us one with him, God, co-heirs in this kingdom that you established. So God, I ask that you help us to understand that truth, that we are fully one in you, for you. And we thank you. And it's in Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Yeah, let's just sit for a minute. You know, when you feast, you kind of just need to like breathe and let it settle, right? I don't know about you, but that was a full meal in the presence of the Lord. Wasn't it? It was so good. That's what it feels like. It's like you can get a little drunk if you just think about drinking a little bit more. And a little bit more. And a little bit more. Yes, thank you, God. We'll take a little more wine with that, Lord. Thank you. A little bit more. Whew. Drink. Yeah, just lean in. Come on, drink a little deep. Oh, yes, God. Wow, you're so good. Teach us how to be still like this, God, in your presence, where nothing else matters but you. We taste and see that he is good. He's good. Thank you, Lord. I'm going to ask the prophetic ministry team to go ahead and come up and join me if you'd like to minister this morning. Thank you, Lord. So as our encounter service, we've already encountered the Lord. We intend to encounter him every time we gather, right? But in the special Pentecost time, we felt like this was a good time to really combine this, because this is what we do here in this house, is we equip the saints for the work of ministry. All of you are the saints when you say yes to Jesus. All of you have the same Holy Spirit within you. But we just are intentional about training and equipping people in all the gifts, because Paul said to eagerly seek after all of them, to hunger for them. To eagerly seek is to eagerly seek. Right? But that means it's not just going to fall out of the sky. We have to partner with the Lord in it. We have to be students of the word. We have to practice. We have to exercise the muscle, just like any other muscle in your body. If you don't exercise it, it will atrophy, right? So we have to keep it going. And so everyone up here, even though they're on the team and they've been trained, we're all still learning. We're all still growing. We're all still training. And I love that sometimes the Lord will drop some things inside of you guys too while we're up here ministering. For the sake of time, I'm going to ask that anytime you guys do that, come to me so that I can know like what you're getting, and then I'll find the time to be able to release it. If you'll come up to me first while someone else is ministering, that's the easiest way for us to kind of coordinate this in a good way. But sometimes I know the Holy Spirit just like moves you, right? I'm just going to ask that you help follow that protocol so that we can have a little bit of order in it. I'm usually like really good about just kind of letting kind of whatever go on. But in a setting like this, we really want to kind of establish some order a little bit in it, especially because we have so many people that could be up here. And any of you ministry team members who are out in the congregation, like I want to encourage you also, or anyone that's online especially, to go online every now and then and check out people in the Facebook group and send some prophetic words out there as well. You know, so I just want to encourage you guys to do that. So, all right, team, who wants to go first?
All right, lady in the beautiful green hat. What's your name, beautiful? What is it? Amanda? Okay, awesome. So I saw the green hat, and it reminded me of like an old-fashioned kind of movie star. And so I was like, okay, Jesus, what does old-fashioned movie star have to do with Amanda? And I've never seen this before, and I was like, is this even real? Like, you know, so this is what I saw of you, but I felt very confirmed that this is real. That you are his movie star, and that like in legit, in heaven, they set up the auditorium, like the angels sit down to watch what you have done. Like, that's how important you are to him, that, like, you are the movie star in heaven to him, and that everyone crowds and cheers. You know, like, end of a movie, how it ends well, and they're like, yeah! Like, that's you. I just want you to know that's how important you are, that you're the movie star of heaven.
Adam? I got a word for you, too, the minute I saw you, but it's for both of you. You're a couple, right? Okay, so God sings songs to me over you, over people. It's weird. But he sang, rock and roll is here to stay. It will never die. I can't sing, sorry. But what he's telling, I feel like what he's telling me, which is really cool, is that you guys rock it. You rock it. You rock the rock. Like, you are a perfect example of what a Christian couple should look like, believers in Christ, living every day the way you're supposed to live in front of people. You know, people see how awesome you guys are all the time. And so, and then the part that it will never die, it will never die. Like, what you guys have will never die. And I feel like God is just so proud of you two. And I see, like, maybe eventually, someday, maybe you've already been thinking about it, you're going to teach couples how to love each other.
I actually saw, this is a couple word for you as well. I'm trying to ask the Lord how to deliver this word, because it's really big. And there's a justice mission on your heart. I'm not exactly sure what that is, but there's a justice mission. It's like, and you guys, everybody hear this, because when you have a call to justice, like something really angers you and frustrates you to no end, you're probably called to change it and to shift in it. So I feel like there's a justice mission that you have on your heart to really bring freedom to people, to break off poverty, to break off those that are kind of under a heaviness, under a heavy spirit, whatever that is. I'm making it very vague on purpose. And I feel like actually you're the lead, Amanda, in that this is something that's really birthed in your heart, but it's super vital that your husband is a part of it, because you're like the priest that comes along. I just really feel like there's like a kingly, priestly pairing in this. There's like, you're a holy man, like you're somebody who seeks after like the wisdom and the presence of the Lord, and you carry the Father's heart. And there's wisdom that you carry to kind of guide and to shield her in this thing. It's really the both of you, but I really feel like it's a justice thing on your heart, that there's breakthrough and freedom that you release to a group of people. There's a category. Does this make sense to you at all? I'm being vague on purpose. So, okay, good. Thank you. Okay.
So, Amanda, you remind me of a friend of mine named Teresa, and she's married to, and they're like husband and wife worship team together, and then they're the prayer team, and they're the prophetic team, and they have all these giftings within the couple. And Teresa, I've known her over 10 years, and she has been contending for just kingdom of God to manifest, and they have not given up, and I follow them on Facebook, and they have been just coming through and breakthrough, and they're like at the just level that they have been praying for, and it seemed impossible 12 years ago, and they 10 years ago, now they are really stepping into it, and I feel like you are stepping into it now, and you're in that season, so I bless you with that. Amen.
And Amanda, do you, like, I don't know if it's crafting, but do you create in any kind of aspect? Okay, that's kind of what I saw you as, like, this creator, and so I feel like the Lord is unleashing, and maybe it goes along with these words of whatever the Lord has put on your heart, and he's taking you to this new season of your life, but there's something specific that he has that's going to be a part of where he's taking you, if that makes any sense at all.
Okay, new word.
Okay, Amanda's husband, I don't know what your name is. Tommy? When I looked at you, I saw, like, in some of those sci-fi movies like Iron Man, where they have this stuff that just they can make appear in the room with all these formulas and equations and plans. And I saw that that's in your brain, and that God wants to lead you into heavenly creative solutions and ideas and just explore that with you and open things up to you that he wants to bring down here.
That's good. New word? You got one? So I want you to raise your hand if you're looking for a job and you're believing for a new job or financial breakthrough. Amen. So it applies to a lot of you. And this is going to be a short testimony and a word, because testimony of Jesus is a spirit of prophecy, right? So I want you to receive this word. So I have a coworker that I've been mentoring. And before she came to work with me, the Lord gave me a dream that she's going to have a lot of problems. And who wants that? No one. But I listened to the Lord and I obeyed the Lord. And I knew that I didn't know how he's going to turn out. But at the end, the short story, I'm going to make this story short. At the end, she had to resign in lieu of getting fired. No matter how much I helped, it didn't matter. But I knew that that was the course that God was taking her. And at the end, she was shaken and shaken. But we prayed together. I have discipled her for over entire school year. And we're going to get to the breakthrough. The last day of school, she said to me, what do I say to the people? They're asking me. Nothing was settled yet. And she said, what do I say to people? They're asking me why I'm leaving, why I resigned. And I said, you're going to tell people that you have a job in the works, and she's going to find out. It's going to be amazing. So I have a job in the works, and it's in the works, and I'm going to find out very soon. And she said that, and we repeated it. We prayed together. We put a period on it, and she believed it. And she texted me on Saturday morning. She got an offer, the amazing offer, the job of her life. She got it on Friday night. So I just want to prophesy over you right now that your spirit will come in agreement with what the Lord is doing. Because Father God, okay, she didn't deserve this job, but the Lord is good. Okay? She did not deserve this job, but the Lord is good, and she can do this job. So thank you.
Okay, Miss Yvonne, I love that scarf shawl that you got going on with all those pretty flowers. And I've never gotten a verse prophecy, so I'm super excited because it's like exactly what I was feeling. So this is Matthew 6:30. This is the Message version, and it's exactly what I thought of when I saw that flowery scarf. I thought of this verse, and I love the way it says it. If God gives such attention to the appearance of wildflowers, much of which are never even seen, don't you think he'll attend to you and take pride in you? Do his best for you. What I'm trying to do here is to get you to relax, not to be so preoccupied with getting, so you can respond to God's giving. And I know things are going on, and I just feel like he's weaving you a dress out of flowers, and he's trying to give it to you, and you're so concerned, like, I need to try and do this and try and do that so that God can bless me, and that's awesome, but he's trying to get you to relax so he could just hand it to you. You don't have to do anything to work for it and like, oh, I have to do my part. Sometimes, but not in this case. He wants to just hand it to you. He just wants to clothe you in righteousness and in beauty and take care of you. And I just thought of Kingdom Woman. I'm doing a study, and they say, number one, whether you have a husband here on earth or not, your number one husband is in heaven. You are married to him. Let him take care of you like a real husband.
Okay. New word.
You over there with the little kiddos, I forgot your name. I'm sorry. Claudia. Okay. I saw the Lord hand you a present, which I see often, but this present was, for some reason, like, more sparkly than normal. And inside, there was, like, this little, kind of like a jacket. Like a
shawl?
Yes, like a shawl. That's the word I was looking for. And it was really, really sparkly. It was maroon. And he put it over you, and then he said that you can calm down, that you can relax, and that taking a deep breath is good sometimes. And then he also handed you a bouquet of flowers for being such a good mom.
Thank you. That's good. Add on? Add on. Two people, add on.
I saw you standing looking at a bunch of stuff that was going on in your life, and you were just like this, said no. and it began to clear. So I believe God's bringing you an increase in authority, and you will trample Satan under your feet.
You have those kind of mama prayers that's like, not today, Satan. Like, that's the kind of authority that you carry in your prayers and in your home. And so I just want to encourage you with that courage and that strength. Like, there's a hesitancy sometimes to really step into that, and unsureness that the enemy is trying to convince you of. But the Father is saying, you got it, girl. Your mouth to God's ear. You step in that authority. It's just like, no one, let's let that mama bear thing, right? It's like, you ain't going to touch my kids. Like, there's something about that in your prayer life that actually shifts into that when you do it in the private. But I feel like it's actually increasing right now. And the faith is increasing and the courage is increasing. So I'm just going to encourage you to come up higher so that your vision is seeing it from his perspective down onto the situation. Instead of you here crying out for the breakthrough here, you're seated in heavenly places looking on it, declaring what the Father is saying over that situation. Does that make sense to you? Okay, perfect. New word.
Tell me your name. Yes, the black stripes. Lisa, that's right. Lisa, I just heard new heights. And so I feel like, you know, the verse, there's nothing too wide, too far for the Lord. And I feel like that's where he's taking you, like this expansiveness where it's uncomprehendable. So I don't know if there's something that you're working on or working towards or that you've been praying about, but it's this expansion that is beyond what you can even imagine. So I don't know if that makes sense at all. I bless you with that.
So actually, I think that's the prophetic row right there. I have a word for her husband. And I'm assuming you're husband and wife. What's your name, sir?
Jimmy.
So Jimmy, I saw you standing while you're worshiping. You had your right hand up. And I felt like the Lord said that he's going to hold you, your right hand up, continuously, and he's going to give you strength supernaturally, and that he's going to provide protection over your family, and that he's going to provide for you. And also, like, you're chewing, like, you know, chewing gum, and that was highlighted to me, that you're chewing on his word and chewing on her word. And then as you chew, that it's going to get sweeter and sweeter and more powerful. So I just release that over you, that you will chew on his word and meditate on it, and that you're going to bear so much fruit, and that your leaves that are like the, you know, healing leaves, but also it's prosperity, sign of prosperity. So I see prosperity over your life and your family.
All right, and Jimmy, you were highlighted too, but I was like, dang, that row again. So it was the orange in your shirt that was highlighted, and I was like, what does orange mean in the Bible? And so I looked it up, and I told my daughter I just had to look that up, and she said that her and Miss Melissa and like Macy and Morgan and Devin, like six people said orange was highlighted to them today. So I feel like this is for you, but if anyone else is wearing orange, I feel like that is for you as well. So please claim if you feel appropriate for you. So I'm just going to read what Google says biblical orange is. And Google's right on today, may I just say. Orange is obtained by mixing red, which represents flesh, and yellow, which represents trials. The result is a color of fire, which represents the fire of God, deliverance, and passionate praise. And so I just declare a breakthrough in the name of Jesus that is no longer a little red and a little yellow, but we're going to mix it together, and we're done with it. And now it's going to become orange. It's going to become breakthrough. It's going to become deliverance. I just declare deliverance in a way that you could have never fathomed. The Father says that you can dream, but I dream higher. You can think, but I think bigger. So I just declare a breakthrough that you could have never have dreamt about, and a passionate praise to the Father for that. And it's going to pour out of you like an overwhelming well. Like, you know how deep a well is? I see the water coming up and like shooting out like a geyser. You're a deep well, but he's ready to shoot you out. And I just bless you with that. And anyone else wearing orange?
I don't want to call him out.
Do what? So you want to give it as a corporate word? And hold on to it. Hold on to it.
It's for someone in here. And you know who you are.
Is it encouraging, exhorting?
It's, yeah, yes, yes. Jesus forgives and heals the paralytic. You feel like you have been paralyzed,
in your life, but you have a group of friends that will move heaven and earth to get you to Jesus for your healing, for your deliverance. And the word of the Lord says, your sins have been forgiven and be free. And there is a religious spirit that might come against you to make you doubt this. But that's all it is. The freedom is in Jesus Christ. And your friends are walking you through this, girding you up. So, the Father is saying, I love you. You are no longer paralyzed. You are no longer paralyzed. Your sins are forgiven. You are no longer paralyzed. Be free. Be free in Jesus. Freedom. Freedom.
And my words for you in the orange shirt with the black collar, you, yes, you. Did you hear the word about orange earlier? That was for you too. But God wants you specifically to know the enemy has been coming against you, making you feel like you are not worth much. And he's been trying to diminish your value. And God showed me precision and skill when he showed me you. He said, you have been trained by him, and you are his valiant warrior, and you are very valuable to him. And he wants you to know that.
Add on.
Okay, I saw you standing in a room with a bunch of enemies, and you had, I don't know what they're called, but they're sticks. So you're fighting with these sticks she said the word precision, and that really struck me. It's with precision that you are fighting the enemy. And I feel like God is saying he's training you as a warrior, and he's raising you up to fight for those around you, but he also is training you to fight for young men.
I don't know if you play soccer, but I'm a huge old soccer player, soccer fan or whatever. Do you play soccer? Okay. Well, I saw you as captain of the team, and that's what the Lord said. He's a captain, and there's a leadership call that's on your life, a leadership position, and a captain of the team is the one, not always the best player on the team, but honestly the leader on the team, because they're the encourager, they're the ones who've got the voice, they're the ones who motivate, they're the ones who get them in there. And I actually see you almost like as a freshman captain, so it's like, like, even if you're a freshman on the team, like, you're still the captain and people still look to you, so it doesn't even matter about age per se, right? Like, no matter what the world might say, it's like, what, a freshman captain on the team? Yes, because you can't help but have leadership inside of you. You can't help but speak the truth. You can't help but tell people, hey, we need to go this way, we need to go that way. It's like a lion, bold courage inside of you that once you kind of get that focus, is this making sense to you? When you get that focus in, you're like, no, we're going this way, we got to go this way, this is how we're going to direct it, this is where we're going, and we're moving in that. And so I feel like the Father is saying that he's given you that strength inside of you for a reason and for a purpose. You're a man of breakthrough. You're a man who brings other people into freedom and breakthrough, and you're a leader. There's leadership calling on your life, and you're moving into that right now. You're coming out of places that have been distracting, and the Lord is giving you focus right now. So I release focus onto you. I release passion and fire in the secret place for the Lord, and to know that you are loved. You are a beloved son, but you are more than a son. You are a leader, and you're called into leadership, and you're called to bring breakthrough to many, many people.
Okay, so I'm just going to say what I see, okay? Are you ready? You ready? This is good. Okay. This is really good. So I see this guy, he's got a top hat on and a cane, and he's in a tuxedo, and he's a tap dancer. He's tap dancing. So you're just going to tap dance through all this, you know, like being a leader. And people follow you, and they tap dance the same way. I don't tap dance either, but I'm doing it. And you've got your cane, and you're twirling it. Everything's easy for you. Everything's easy for you, and there, I have a word for you, and I feel like God wants you to sit in this word Are you ready? Unoffendable, because the only person that matters is your God.
Yeah. And when she was saying tap dancing, I didn't say this earlier, but soccer players, if you were ever a striker or a midfielder, like you're like juke, 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 juke. Like that's what I saw when she was saying tap dancing. I was like, it was juking people, juking the... On the offense.
I was a defense player. So when they were talking about precision and the crafting, the word I got was Jesus was a carpenter. And I feel like that's something very specific with precision and crafting. He went through a season of his trade before he stepped into his ministry of learning and being molded and being under authority too. And so I feel like that's a season that you're coming out of as he's stepping you in to your ministry. You've gone through your precision and your crafting and your skilling, and now he's leading you into what he has called you higher to. Now it's time to step into that ministry.
Yeah, that's good. All right, you guys got one? I gave you 30 seconds.
I'm sorry.
I'm training up here, you guys. We're still training. We're training. Anybody got a word on this half of the room? Anyone got a word on this half of the room? We're heavy on this side over here. Come on, let's go. Everybody's like, do you see us over here? We're over here on this side.
All right, I'm flying by the seat of my pants because it was just a highlight. I have nothing other than the highlight. So, Reagan, I like your shirt because it's got an intersection. That's what I was highlighting me, intersection. And I feel like there's so many options you have. I don't know if you know that, but you have many options. Sorry, Jesus, what are you talking about, many options? Got to download right now. It's like the computer. They all lead to him. Ooh, they all lead to him. It doesn't matter what you pick. They all lead to him because you have his heart. So don't stress. They're all good options. You'll probably end up doing them all. It just depends what order you want to do them in. But I feel like they all lead to him, no matter what option you go with. So just go with what you want to do first. I feel like release that. Freedom, go with whatever you want first, because you're going to get to do them all. And they're all going to be blessed, and they're all going to be for him. So bless you with that.
Oh, there you go. All right. First time you came, where'd you go? I'm still whacked in the spirit. You know, the first time you guys came into the fire tunnel and you get that word about deliverance and breakthrough, and I just heard Ronald Reagan go, Mr. Gorbachev, bring down that wall. So break down those walls.
So Reagan's friend right next to her, right next to her. What's your name? Crystal.
Christ.
Christel.
Christel. Did I say it right?
It's spelled like that. It's Kristen.
Kristen. Kristen. So you were highlighted earlier, and I forgot about it when she said your room. So I feel like the Lord says you have such weightiness. Though you're young, I mean, you look young. I don't know how young you are. You're Reagan's friend, so you should be young, right? In your early 20s, maybe. 34? Oh, my goodness. I know, right? I'm much older. I could be your mom. So, okay. Anyway, the Lord said you have such weightiness. That you have very, like, seriousness that you carry, but it's because you take the Lord so seriously. You carry the fear of the Lord within your hearts. And therefore, that you change the atmosphere and environment everywhere you go. You bring that holiness, that you know who you are and you know what you're called for. And you are absolutely sure about what God is telling you in this season and the next season, that you walk with the Lord so closely. And that's going to be a strength to you, and you're going to change people around you. So I bless you to know who you are.
Add on. Real quick, add on, add on, add on.
A different
add
person.
On, add on, no, add on. Come on, you guys. Going in the deep water.
Hi. Is Romans 8 your favorite book in the Bible? Okay, so I want to tell you what God just told me about Romans 8 over you. He said that Romans is going to become your favorite book in the whole Bible. And he said, because when you read Romans 7, Romans 8 won't mean the same thing to you ever again. I mean, and it's going to bring a whole bunch of transforming the mind. And he really is excited about this next season with you, because I know you're going to go home and look at Romans 8. And so he just said, read 7 and then read 8. Read 7 and then read 8. Because it changes everything when you read 7, the way that he's going to show you. He's going to give you new revelation for Romans.
That's good. Yeah, and I just hear that you're a woman of order. You're just a woman of order. You just bring things to order. Wherever there's chaos, you bring them into order. You like things nice and neat. You like things where they need to be or whatever, that kind of person. But that you also bring order to other people as well. Like it's an anointing that you carry, is that you bring order where chaos is. So thank you, Lord.
And when she asked if we had another word, I saw it was like an angel following you around, throwing sparkles on you, just like raining down sparkles on you. And I was like, what? Like, what is that? And I felt like God said, it's favor, it's equipping, it's joy, it's provision, everything you need. He's got it already covered for you.
That's good. Okay. New word.
This one's for the lady in the white. Yes. What's your name?
Julia.
So I saw your shirt was highlighted to me as just purity. And so I feel like you carry this purity, but not only that, but you, when you minister to those around, like you bring purity to them. So I don't know if that's something that's a passion in your heart, is for a pure heart for the Lord and just for pure mind, body, and soul. And so that's I feel like that's a special gift that you carry to release purity to those around you.
I saw that God is restoring everything, all the trauma and all the pain and everything, anything like that from your past, he's restoring it. He's making all things new.
Thank you. I heard the Lord say that you carry, what's the word? Well, I'll just say a grace for holiness. When they talk about purity, like you carry a grace for holiness. Like you're, there's a story in the Bible, I won't be able to get into it, but there's a story in the Bible where they throw the stick, help me, Jay, where they throw the stick in the water and makes the water pure. Old Testament. Anyway, it was like Jacob, I think, maybe. Yes, in the bitter waters. Everyone's giving me like 5 different characters, y'all. We need to read our Bible. We need to know this. But anyway, this is just off the top of my head. But anyway, here's the point. You throw the stick into the water, it purified the water, right? And so that's who you are. Like the Lord can send you into any place to purify and to bring something into holiness and to bring it into purity because you carry him like that. The Lord just said, it's like, he's like whispering. He's like, it's like Peter's shadow, right? Like he didn't try for his shadow to heal people. Like he just walked and the other people recognize it. So the people around you recognize what you carry. And he wants you to recognize what you carry to step into that higher level of anointing because it's in you and you bring it and you release it. And I don't know if you know that you're called to ministry, but it's in the ministry that you're in. I'm not saying necessarily vocational ministry. When people hear me say that, it doesn't mean necessarily job vocational ministry, but there is a calling on your life for this. It is a calling. And he just wants to affirm the calling in you in it. So thank you, Lord.
All right, so the lady sitting next to Ronnie over here with the head wrap, like you have the really big bandana. So I just keep hearing breakthrough, 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 but like breaking the trauma. So when I saw the head wrap, I thought of a baby being swaddled, and I saw Jesus holding you, like all swaddled up like a little baby. And I don't know if you can remember or don't know or do know, but there's something from your childhood that he's removing right now in the name of Jesus. That like he's bringing you back to that place of innocence. And whatever happened, whether you can remember or not, because it might have been before you can even remember, but I feel like it's affecting you today, whether you know it or not. And he's going back and he's restoring that innocence. He's literally removing any trauma from your childhood. He's going to remove it bit by bit so that by the time you wake up tomorrow morning, anything that happened that should have never happened or anything that should have happened and didn't happen is going to be removed and he's going to provide it for you and you're going to be whole. You're going to finally be whole. I feel like you've always felt like there was something missing. You're finally going to be whole when you wake up tomorrow.
Yeah, and I'm going to add on that. You already are whole. You already are whole. In Christ, you already are whole. It's really about aligning your mindset into that place. And I feel like what the Lord just did as she was speaking is he was pouring water into your mind and cleansing the area of your mind to bring you into a place of rest and a place of peace. I see him pouring in peace and rest and focus in that place of your mindset. So thank you, Lord, as you shift there.
Can I do that real quick? Yeah. God sees you as his princess. The wrap around your head is the tiara that he has placed on you, his little princess that he's just holding in his hands. He loves you so much, and he just wants you to recognize that you are his beloved daughter. He loves you. He loves you. He loves you.
All right. Corporate words? Anyone have a corporate word? Yes.
So I'm going out on a limb here, so let's be honest. You guys, is anybody currently or thinking about moving the furniture in your house? Stand up, because this word's for you, if you're rearranging your house. Okay. So all day yesterday and all morning, I just keep hearing, God's moving your furniture. God's moving your furniture. Because he's got to make room. He's got to make room because he's coming. And then I saw the walls of your house open up and your tent pegs are expanding. God is coming in your house. So make room.
That's good. Yeah, that's a good word. All right. Thank you, guys. Let's give the Lord a clap offering. We thank him.
Thank you, ladies. Save that one for the end. Well, we got a couple more things we're going to do before we release service here today, but we want to celebrate our seniors. And so, Melissa, why don't you go ahead and come on up? I'm going to let Melissa do it too on how we want to approach this.
We're going to prophesy over them.
I don't know if you want to get the gifts then. Okay. So, if the families, our two seniors that are coming, why don't y'all go ahead and come on up? And we've got some gifts for you, and then we're going to prophesy over you guys and lay hands on you. Mm-hmm. It's Abba.
Come on, front
and
center, guys.
Yeah, you got to get front and center.
So can everybody just give them an applause? This is a major moment. Yeah, so good. This is Arena, and she's amazing at everything she does, and she helps me actually with student life, so it's amazing. I love it. And this is David, and David.
Sorry.
I keep getting them confused, sorry. This is Daniel, and he's amazing, and I love Daniel. I love his family. When I look at Daniel, I see Mao over him. And to me, God talks to me in different ways. It's a man of the word. He's a man of the word. Like, if I can't find it, he knows it. So I think that's really cool.
That's awesome. You want me to prophesy?
Okay. Here we go. I'm gonna tell you about these guys a little bit through prophecy. This is Arena. And every time I write her name, I have a hard time because in the middle of her name is rain, right? That's what her name means. But I keep wanting to spell it the wrong way. It's spelled like rain, but I want to spell it like rain, like a princess rain, because she is, she has authority, especially when she opens her mouth to sing. Like that is what the enemy flees from, is her song. So I'm constantly misspelling her name because I literally always put that reign, like a queen, in there. So I feel like she's a queen, she's special, she's royalty, and her voice has vibration, and it actually scares the enemy away. And that's powerful. That is powerful. And when I see her, I think of Superwoman. She just does everything. She's very organized, and I'm not, so that's good. She's very organized, but then she can also be fun and crazy, you know? And so I love Arena. So I think she's staying with me for a while, right? To help? Yeah, that's good. Woo. And this is Daniel. And what I already said, when I see Daniel, I see the man, a man of the word. Like Scripture lives in him. Scripture comes alive in him. And even when you have a conversation with Daniel, he's not quoting you Scripture, but he is speaking Scripture. So for Daniel, he's God's amazing son who brings the word wherever he goes. He does it. He walks it out every day. He's awesome. And so for Daniel, I see amazing things in his future. And I also see, I just keep seeing a lion. Like, he's going to roar as soon as what am I trying to say? Let me touch you. I'm better. Daniel, you're an amazing man of God. And I just give God all the glory. And your parents have raised you amazing. And I just want to bless you on your journey, because it's going to be a crazy fun one. And we're going to miss you, but we're going to be praying for you. And at the same time, I want to tell you, there's huge things coming. Like, I really do see the lion walking behind you. He is your front guard, your rear guard, your strong tower, and your mighty fortress. And he's walking right there with you through everything. So that's super exciting. Don't worry, Mama. It's going to be good. It's going to be so good. Let me pray for Arena. Arena, you're so amazing. Dear sweet Heavenly Father, thank you so much for Arena. Thank you for all her giftings. And Lord, I just pray that you just show her how special she is. Just blast her. Let her taste and see you. In Jesus' name, amen. And her parents are amazing too. They've raised her so good. I'm just so proud of the parents in this. All of you parents are amazing. So they're graduating, and I'm super excited, and I'm going to let Pastor Jay.
Well, Daniel, one of the things that you carry is you carry the not just the heart of the Father, but you are the heart. When I think of you're brilliant, you're smart. When I think of your brother, he's very analytical. He's the brain of God. You carry the heart of the Father greater as well as anybody I see and know. And so one of the reasons the lion follows you is because you move the heart of the lion. And at the same time, just like when Daniel was thrown into the lion's den, and I understand the angels were released, but you also can take the lion that tries to come after you or come after other people, the enemy, and you actually make his heart afraid. And so as long as you stay in that place of the heart of the Father, you know that the enemy's actually afraid of you, and he's not just afraid to mess with you, he's going to be afraid to mess with anything that you touch. And so God's sending you into a place. I've seen you be, in so many ways, a father before your time. And where you're going, I just said it a second ago, but I felt like the Lord said to reiterate that you are your own man, right? You're Daniel, not Daniel of the Old Testament, right? You're not your dad. You're not your brother. You are Daniel. And this world needs you. Doesn't need anybody else. And so grow in that confidence of who he made you to be, and be that heart of the Father, and I can promise you it's going to open up doors. All right? So what I want to do is I want to anoint you with Abba oil too, and then we'll come over here as well. And then if Kelly or Cindy and Chris has anything as well, we'll release it over them. But Father, right now, I just come and I anoint Daniel with the oil of the Father, in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. And I just declare what is already known, how big his heart is in proportion to how big your heart is. And I pray, Lord God, that you would continue to guard and to protect. And I declare peace over it. I just see at the same time that you are sensitive to the world around you. You're sensitive to the needs of others around you. And part of the strength that he's also given you is not to become overwhelmed by the need around you, but instead there's a steadiness that is in you. And so, Father, I just pray an increase of the steadiness of his heart in you. I just release the peace of the Father not peace as this world gives, but only as the Father releases, which is shalom, its wholeness, and its fullness. In Jesus' name. Do you want to add on to anybody?
I see when you're playing piano, I just see your fingers moving, and that's like you're speaking in tongues. You're releasing atmosphere shifts. Just like as if you were praying in tongues. When you're playing piano, it shifts the atmosphere.
Danielle, I think that she said David because as soon as she said that is because you have the heart of David. I mean, that's the thing that everybody's talking about is you have a huge heart. You're an intercessor. You're a worshiper. You're a creative one. But he's also a warrior. He was also someone that was willing to go toe-to-toe. He was willing to go into battle. He was willing to lead the others as well. But his heart was constantly where he led. And that's the thing is you carry the heart of David. You're the beloved of God. And that you move with that place of compassion. But I also see that the Lord is actually releasing leadership in you in that same way. And what led David into that, though, was his heart, right? And it was his band of brothers that he had, too. Like, you're going to run with, you're going to kill giants. You got to run with giant killers. And that's who you do. You're called to actually bring those people around who think that they're in the down and out or whatever, but you're going to call them up into higher places and release people into leadership. So I just release that over you. And Arena, you are so gifted. It's crazy. And the creativity of God that is in you, you actually carry a prophetic anointing that you don't really even know that's there to the level that it is there, but you do carry it because there's a deep well of wisdom inside of you. When someone is older than, like, you're wiser than your years, right? Yeah, you're wise beyond your years. Thank you, honey. You're wise beyond your years or whatever because of the way that you have directed your life, because you have stepped into a place where even though there's been, I see challenging areas where you've overcome some difficulty and strategy, but you did it with such a pure heart and you did it in a place of honor and in submission, even when it's been really hard, like you've always come back into a place of alignment and order with that. And so God's actually gifted you also with a place of leadership, but I actually see you going right now into a season of intimacy with the Lord and a season, it's like going into a cocoon, you know, going into a secret place, going into that place of intimacy with the Lord. And he's taking you into that deeper place because of the wisdom that's within you. He's wanting to draw that out. He's wanting to draw that out and help you lead in that way. So that's what I feel for you. But I absolutely want to affirm and confirm the prophetic gifting you. And as well, that grace for worship and that grace for intimacy with the Lord comes out of that place of your anointing, your relationship with him. And so I bless you in that. I think it'd be really great if we just heard from the two of you, like 10 seconds, like, where are you going? What are you doing? Like, you know, like, are you staying? Are you heading out? Like, because I didn't hear that.
Well, I'm going to be going up to Boston to study at the same college with my brother. I'm planning on studying history and becoming a teacher.
I start community college classes in 2 weeks at Northeast Lakeview at home.
Yay. Awesome. Great. Let's give them a clap.
And Arena, over you, I just saw you making honey. Not like you're just a busy bee, but God is set, whatever he set your hands to, you're creating anointing on it. It has an anointing on it, and it's a salve for healing. It's medicinal. So whatever he set your hands to, the Lord's on it, okay? And so when you're busy about doing whatever the Lord's set in front of you that day, know that the Lord is working through it. And so he has his anointing on it.
Amen. So I just anoint you with the oil of the Father, in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. And Arena, what I see what you're graduating into is you're graduating into a level of kingdom understanding that few in your generation have stepped into. And even as Cindy said, that cocoon, what he's putting in the cocoon is where that Matthew 6:33 of seeking first the kingdom and his righteousness. He's giving you a mind to comprehend that. And a heart to release it. So I just declare over you, I just hear the Lord say, you will become a herald of the kingdom unlike anyone else in your generation. It'll come through your voice, but your voice only is the overflow of what's in your heart. And he's going to so sear you with the kingdom inside of your heart that there'll be nothing else that will satisfy other than his kingdom come and his will be done on the earth as it is in heaven. And we just declare that right now in your name, Jesus. Amen. Why don't y'all give him a shout of praise? All right, we've got one more thing. So I'm gonna afterwards we're gonna do lunch with this couple. I know. Okay. Miss Erica, where's she at? Go and come up. Gary, Linda, why don't you guys come up? And I'm going to ask you guys to go ahead and give us the stage here for a moment. So we're going to take a special moment on Pentecost Sunday here. I'll see if I can get through this. When we began the church in 2007, it was with an word of obedience to the Lord to go wherever he told us to go and just to follow. And we knew Jesus and we knew to love people really, really well. And in that journey, there's been many different wonderful people that have come into our life to really come alongside the work of the ministry here at Legacy Church. But there's very few like this couple that have so captured my heart of hope. There was moments in the ups and downs of ministry of... I remember when Chris and Cindy came in, it was just an injection of hope, right? When you guys came in, it was an injection of hope for a whole nother generation. Because I knew that if this was going to truly be legacy, it had to be a generational thing in all its works. And all I've seen from the moment you guys come is a hunger and a desire for the heart of the Father. And instantly you guys made yourselves to be a son and a daughter of the King. And in that process, it's helped me. It's drawn out of me to become a father in the kingdom. There's a few in here that do that, but you I've never told you guys this, but y'all don't have any idea on how I am who I am in part as a leader, as a father in the kingdom, because you guys have drawn that out of me, and it's caused me to become a better man. It's caused me to be a better pastor and a leader here, just being y'all. And the way that you guys have pursued the hearts of the next generation with purity and heart and desire, and your heart for truth and wisdom, and just you carry a wisdom that is beyond Solomon's wisdom. It is deeply profound on that, and you're needed because she's a firebrand. I mean, I when I look at you guys, in some ways, I see Joyce Myers and her husband. Right? And the fact that Joyce has publicly said it, I can't be me if it's not for him, right? But I'm going to tell you this, you have a voice that's greater than her husband. You have your own voice, and that voice is coming back. I'm telling you right now. So while we're going to present her something, I'm telling you, your voice and your influence and whatever has happened through the last year and a half, your voice is coming back, and it's coming back strong, and it's necessary. It's necessary in my life. It's necessary in the life of this church. It's necessary in the life of your kids. And it's necessary in this world of what we're trying to impact. And so Erica just completed a year-long program through Kidmo, right? Kidman Academy. And we've, go back around, we've licensed a few pastors in the time that we've had here. I'm the senior leader, obviously. Chris is executive pastor. But for the most part, our executive team is directors of ministry. And there was something that just began to happen this last year of realizing that Erica is a pastor. Long before she's carried a title, which she's about to carry, her heart and her anointing and what she's walked in, the purity of it, has been pastor. You want to see pastoral ministry take place? You look at her, you look at my wife, you look at people in here that they, like, I'm not primarily a fivefold pastor, but he's brought some fivefold pastors in this place. And so what we want to do is we want to license you specifically, and I'm working on a process for ordination as we move down to a little bit more involved, but to recognize the calling, the anointing on your life, but beyond a director. But you are a pastor, and you're a mighty pastor. And watching you minister in this room, just even prophetically, I'm going, I just leaned over to Kelly and said, there's a pastor of the church going on right now. It's the way you're releasing, the way you release those kids, the way you organize the chaos of those kids, and the fact that that you're telling these kids that there's no junior Holy Spirit and that they can light the world on fire too, that they can be world changers, that is incredible. And there's very few churches in this world that actually do that. Amen. The reason we can do it is because of you. It's because of you too. And so, please. I'm going to give our elders and then Chris and Cindy, if y'all have anything y'all want to say before I anoint them and lay hands on. You got some? Okay.
Y'all are two of some of my favorite people in the world. Father, I thank you for Eric and Matt. And I just release over you guys just a greater grace as a couple. I see the anointing of the Lord in you and in your children and your children's children. Like truly, that you are legacy carriers. Like it is, you're branded in that. And the wisdom that pours out of both of you, the teamwork that's there. There is a grace for so much more, and you have no idea the weight of the glory that you guys carry. I think you'd know on some level, which is why I'm saying you have no idea that there's so much more. There's so much more, and the hunger that's inside of both of you. I just bless that in them, God. I bless the hunger that's in the both of them and the pairing of their gifting, and I just release over you guys this, I hear passion and compassion. Passion for people and for the word, and also moving in a place of compassion. And it's the compassion of the Lord. It's that heart. It's his, the Father's heartbeat for people that drives you, that drives the fire. Erica, when you dance, when you move, like you release the heart of the Lord, you release fire, you release creativity. You have guided and mothered and raised up as a leader, truly a generation. And Matt, I even declare over you that there's such wisdom and revelation inside of you, but it's driven by a heart of compassion, that you're not just a man of intellect and information, but you are a man of heart, who loves deep and loves well. And so, Father, I just thank you that they carry your heart so well. And we just bless them, God. We bless them and we thank you for them and we receive them, God. We fully receive them in our hearts, in our home, in our family, and in this house. And we thank you for them in Jesus' name.
So I'm going to read this. This is to certify that Erica Pagliara, who is one who's given evidence of a calling by God into ministry as a children's pastor, and having demonstrated a commitment to the kingdom of God, Jesus Christ, and empowered by the Holy Spirit, is licensed to serve in ministry as the opportunity may be presented and to exercise God-given gifts in ministry by Legacy Church this day, May 23rd, 2021. So, Pastor, I anoint you as an apostle of the house in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. And I just declare that what you've already been operating in without a title, but because we honor you and we receive you as a pastor, we know there's an unlocking of gifts, talents, abilities, dreams, visions, anointing that's yet to be released, because now we're releasing honor over you and we're receiving you as who you are in the Lord to the fullest. So we just say, come Holy Spirit, fill your daughter fresh. Set the world on fire. And Lord God, we do ask, Lord God, that there'll be generations that look back to say, our world was changed because of one woman who said yes. That was Pastor Erica. And we declare that right now in your name, Jesus, and all God's people said. Amen. Amen.
Thank you so much for joining us as we seek first after God's kingdom and release it to transform lives and cities. If you would like more information about how to grow in the kingdom or connect with Legacy, go to our website, www.legacynb.com.